as
God
intended.
Let's go.
Thank you, Father, so much for this call. Aloha and welcome, healers, to Looking for Healing Radio, where pharmaceuticals are never medicine. I can't tell you how much stronger I feel about that every single day. I just came back from the National Association of Nutrition Professionals Conference. We'll talk about that maybe a little bit today. I don't know. We'll see. Great conference. Big shout out to Nicole Hodson and the entire team out there. Randy, it was good to see you. And Miriam, great to see you. And Julie, great to see you. And all the wonderful grads and students out there. Always awesome to see you and see people so excited about learning more on how to help. It just does my heart so good to be, you know, so many decades into doing this healing work and seeing growth, seeing that we are growing. It may not be as fast as any of us want, but it's always perfect. We're growing at the exactly perfect rate that we're supposed to grow. And I think the big thing is that we exist and we're getting bigger, and that is enough. You know what I mean? At a certain point, you got to be like, okay, that's a positive thing. We're going to take the win, right? So that's one of the big wins. A lot of good presentations, but even more, just that wonderful reconnection of being able to hug folks and be around people and be human, you know, for a moment and everything. Had a really fun after party. A lot of dancing, a lot of 80s music, you know, people dressing up, a lot of neon going on. It was a big fun. So looking forward to creating that energy. Again, of course, we have some wonderful conferences of our own coming up. We have Healing for the Ages, the Earthing and EMF Virtual Solution Summit on May 25th. You heard it here. And I don't know if you heard it here first, but you heard it here. I'm going to tell you, you need to be in that conference. We're meeting right now on working with some of the research teams and reviewing all of these wonderful videos that they've done to show what's happening with the blood and what happens with the blood when you bring a cell phone near it, what happens to the blood, activation of bioweapons and so forth when you have it near a router, what happens when you ground with it and how long does it take to ground, you know, all these little nuances and everything. Just a real wonderful weekend, and I love the drives. You know, you're driving through some beautiful parts of the country, and I think one of the fun things is I can really feel now when I get outside of a city and really get away from the 5G towers, you know, you can really feel like you just, yeah, I don't know. The way I would describe it is I feel like I get to calm down a little bit. Like I don't realize living in the city how much of an edge I'm on. And I don't live in a city. I live on the perimeter of a city, but, you know, it's just, it's so icky that you don't really know how icky it is, you know, from an EMF standpoint until you get away from it. You go, oh yeah, this is how it's always been, you know, at least a little bit closer. You know what I mean? So just really, really cool. Went to a wonderful restaurant out in San Diego. They got me, you know, because it was organic, and they got me because they have the award-winning fries, best fries in California. And I was like, okay, I got to try those. You know, they're pretty good. They're pretty good. I don't know about best because I haven't tried everything, but they're pretty good. I would go back. And it was, I think it was called the Smoky Goat or something like that, a little French restaurant. So, of course, you have to try the Bouc à l'Orange, you know, which was really good. It was really fantastic. But even more than that are the wonderful conversations, and you know, you get to create those memories, right? The things that you really carry forward. And I think more than anything else, the notion of, you know, we might forget what we're told, you know, you're sitting in a presentation or something like that, you can look that information back up, but we never forget the way that we feel, you know. And It's always like, yeah, that was a good one. That was a good memory. That was a nice little break from normal rigmarole, what I do on a regular basis. So big shout out to the National Association of Nutrition Professionals, everybody that put the conference on and everybody that attended. You know, it's like, yes, more of this. More of this makes the world definitively a better place. If you want to go to school and learn how to go and take a good test and become a board certified holistic nutritionist or something we're working on right now. Just had a meeting. We're really excited to get a doctor of holistic nutrition on your title. You will be able to do so within the coming weeks at the Energetic Health Institute. So if you want to take that next level and work on advanced natural medicine, because that's what we do. We are very much about the healing arts. We love them, but we are very, very much about the healing sciences and being able to prove what it is that we're doing because we can and we should. It's going to get us out of this ridiculous regurgitation of belief, especially false beliefs. You know what I mean? This, and then, of course, the disease of needing to be right. That comes with the manifestation, the regurgitation of the of false beliefs. We're going to talk about that actually, not today. We're going to talk about that whole thing in a show. I got some stories to tell you. Some big stories. Because I want you to be on the lookout for when you might be doing it. I know I'm on the lookout for it all the time now. Like, hey, am I stuck in a dogma? Am I stuck in an ideology? Am I just regurgitating something somebody told me and that we've accepted as truth because it was just repeated over and over and over and over again. And we didn't engage a healthy skepticism to really test it and say, does that work? You know what I mean? Is that how it really is? Well, you know, we've been getting some great questions. I had my fun was sitting out in the sunshine, doing some grounding. Actually, and having people come and sit at the table, I was just kind of hanging out. I went out to this table to get some rays and get some grounding in. There was a lot of EMFs, you know, in the presentation rooms and no place to ground. I brought a grounding mat, but there was no place for me to plug it in. So I was like, well, this is going to be a fantastic gift to give away to somebody and get start their experience of creating a grounding workstation. So I was sitting outside doing some earthing, you know, and getting some sunshine on the old dome, and some people started coming around and asking some questions. Love that when students come up, start asking some questions, and got into the free EMF guide. So if you haven't gotten your free EMF guide yet, please. I mean, I'm gonna. Can I? If it's going to help, I will beg you. Okay, if it's going to make it happen, yes, I will beg you. Please go and sign up for the free EMF guide at the energetichealthinstitute.org. It's right on the homepage, first slider. Just boom, click on it, go give us your first name and your email, and you will get two videos. So the first video is actually on the page you sign up on. The second video is on the other one. Watch the videos. They are very, very important because we have changed the way testing is done. A lot of people are using tri-fields. We are too. Tri-fields are awesome. But we add to that. We added in a multimeter so that we can test actually the effect of the EMFs on your body. And that's what gets really exciting for me because it's measurable, it's reproducible, it's a universal principle that our bodies are designed to work with a type of current called direct current. Whereas all this man-made technology we're exposed to works on a different type of current called alternating current. And the alternating current, the EMFs, actually throws off, it competes with the body's internal direct current, and it creates a lot of chaos in the electrical systems of the body, and especially the electrical systems that govern how the cells work. So it's very important to get the guide, very important to watch the videos, and very important to set up a grounding sleep system, which we're going to talk about today. Set up your grounding station, which we're going to talk about today, and get into some really healthy habits with your phone, which we're going to talk about today. And I've talked about them before, but this is such an important topic, and we're getting such great feedback that I think it's just paramount for us to make sure that we talk about it often and just keep talking about it. Very similar to what we have done and will continue to do with the homebrewed holy water. It's not enough to hear it once. You need to hear it again and again and again until you put it into play. And then there's going to be some questions that come up about it invariably. We want to be able to help you answer those questions, at least to the best of our ability. So let me tell you about this grounding sleep system. And we might have to take a break somewhere in the middle, and then we'll come back on the other end if we have to. But I got this in from someone. The grounding sleep system has transformed my sleep quality, powerful dreams, and the ability to get to sleep quickly and wake up refreshed much earlier than usual, exclamation. My body enjoys how it feels so much that I actually look forward to bedtime. Sleep is no longer a struggle for me. Love that testimonial, right? Just dramatic shift. And why, healers, is it so important? It's so important because when we are sleeping, that's when our immune system is the most active. It's so important because when we are sleeping, that's when our cells are healing themselves up and replicating. It's so important because we don't want either of those two processes to be interrupted. It's so important because in our autonomic nervous system, when we are sleeping, we are engaging the parasympathetic rest and digest nervous system. So we're improving our digestion as we're also rebalancing our hormones, things like melatonin, right? Which we all know gets produced while we're sleeping. So when somebody says, I'm sleeping better, it's telling me a whole bunch of good things. It's telling me that the cells are healing, the cells are replicating, the immune system is working, the nervous system, which is our conductive electrical system, is normalizing itself and working. It's telling me that hormonally we are getting balance. It's telling me that the body is getting into its own natural state of homeostasis and that it's doing it without force. And in this day of EMFs constantly bathing us or baking us, whichever way you want to look at it, isn't it nice to know that simply by grounding and earthing, isn't it nice to know that we can actually take that exit door from that baking, bathing experience in EMFs every single time we are grounding? I know it makes me feel so much more confident that I know what some of the weird feelings are. Like when I'm not grounding, I might feel a little exhausted, a little tired, a little off emotionally. I know what that is. That's me in an EMF field and my body not digging it. It's not some crazy thing going on. It's actually a real measurable phenomenon going on where the alternating current that is associated with all of these EMFs is just wreaking havoc on my body's internal electrical systems. And one system is fighting the other, and who loses? I'm the one that loses in that experience until I take my shoes off, until I put my feet on the grass, until I walk on some concrete barefoot, until I put my feet on the sand, until I get in some water such as the Pacific Ocean, and then all of it disappears. All of the negative effects disappear because that's the power, the magic of grounding. So if I can create that while I'm sleeping, all the better. We're getting people every day coming back in talking about, hey, man, this is like changing my life, which you love to hear. You know, I mean, that's why we do the work, right? It's not for any award. I certainly don't. I have no interest in any of that stuff. It's not for the money. I'm not going to lie. It helps, right? Because it helps us do more things, but I don't do it for that. You know what I mean? That's not my jam. My jam are these testimonials where people are coming back and saying, because I'm sleeping better, I can feel my body heal. Because I'm sleeping better and my partner, my husband, my kids are sleeping better, our relationships are getting better. Because I'm sleeping better, I feel different about the world. Because now we know what's happening is a person's true light is starting to shine once again. And that does it for me. Why do I do this? For that moment that we say when a student, the light bulb comes on, right? That's the kind of the analogy we use, right? But what are we really saying? When the light turns back on and they get it, that, oh my God, something so simple, so subtle, is so palpable and so real at the same time. What else is out there that maybe I had dismissed or ignored or just didn't even know about? right? One of the things I've been loving teaching the last few weeks is that because the body runs on direct current, every time there's current moving anywhere, it creates a magnetic field. And the Ayurvedics would call this an aura. The Eastern practitioners, maybe the Chinese, the Taoists, would call this an aura or some translation of it. You know what I'm saying? But it's actually a magnetic field. They're one and the same. We're using different words. So what? We're talking about the same phenomenon. When you're around someone, you're not touching them, but you can feel them. How is that? Because you're feeling what is emanating from their magnetic field. Your body is both battery and antenna. Each cell, and especially in your DNA, a battery. Your entire nervous system, 600 miles of nerves, an antenna. You can store energy, distribute energy in the form of electricity, and also you can emit your own magnetic fields. People who are healthy emit a magnetic field. We might have called it an aura, but it's still just a magnetic field. And what gets really exciting about that as a magnetic field, what gets really exciting about that is the healthier you get, the greater your emission, the greater your magnetic field, the stronger your magnetic field. So now, with a strong magnetic field, a couple things happen. One, people love to be around you. They want to touch you. They want to be in your presence, right? Number two, you develop the ability to manifest. Your ability to interface with the divine design, which is always reading and saying, "Hey, I want to serve you. What do you want?" is now at your beckoning call. And the truth is, it always has been. But with you healthy, with you emanating a strong magnetic field, with you amplifying your aura, your life changes for the better. And so does everyone who's around you. This is the power of it all. This is about bringing light, love, laughter, logic back into our world and saying, this is what serves us. Not the misinformation, the ego tripping, the greed, the straight evil. None of that serves us. This serves us. How do we do more of it? Well, it starts by staying and maintaining and renewing your connection to Mother Earth all throughout your day and all throughout your night. And we show you how to do it. We're going to take a short break. When we come back with more Looking for Healing Radio, we're going to get into some of the conversations that I've had about the grounding sleep system, give you some of the options. We'll talk a little bit about the work system as well, the work system for grounding. And then I want to end in the last segment talking about the phone because it's very, very important, some of the little nuances. And I'm going to keep talking about this, healers, because you need to hear it multiple times and it will click. Don't get down on yourself if it doesn't click the first time you hear it. Okay? This is complex stuff, and we're talking about invisible things, right? But just because they're invisible doesn't mean they can't be felt. So we'll be right back with more Looking for Healing Radio right after these messages.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with Heal Right. Heal Right is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, Heal Right is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created heart and vascular health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
All right, healers, welcome back to Looking for Healing Radio. Big shout out, of course, to America Out Loud. Thank you so much for giving us this platform. Make sure you go and check out all the incredible shows out there, folks. Make sure you go and check out the shop page so you can get some discounts, and make sure you're putting in promo code OUTLOUD, like when you go to Global Healing and check out their amazing catalog. Just purchased last night some selenium from Global Healing. I think it was sourced from organic mustard seed. So I'm really interested to see how that works out, because traditionally my body doesn't work very well with mustard. So I'm going to see if it works really well with this, and I suspect it will, quite frankly, but I want to try it out. I'm adding some selenium in because we are starting to embark on deeper chelation detoxification. So if you attended the last Healing for the Ages free masterclass, I shared some results about how the microsomal EDTA from Artist Labs is every bit as effective for chelating as an intravenous form of EDTA. So that was super exciting for us. I am trying to get Dr. Group on board, and I think I convinced him today. I don't know. I'll cross my fingers to develop a microsomal DMSA. Now these are just words. They're just letters, right? Abbreviations. But what they do is different chelating agents have affinities for different heavy metals. So like DMSA has an affinity for cadmium. Cadmium being what's used in a lot of the quantum dots, and what's used in a lot of the quantum dots specifically for using magnetic fields to generate self-assembly. So my suspicion is, and I could be wrong about this, totally wrong about this, but my suspicion is, and I want to at least rule it out, that DMSA is going to be really important. So I actually am locating some really pure DMSA right now. And I'm going to do some additional testing on this on myself. We're going to do what I normally do, take it to the limit. Let's see how far we can go with this and get some test results, get some actual data back and see whether we're on the right track or not. But we'll let you know as that comes in. But if you've learned hopefully anything about me by now, it's like we're constantly testing, constantly refining, because I don't want to guess when I can know, right? If I can know something, let's go in. There's enough we have to guess about, right? We're talking about a lot of invisible stuff. We don't need to get into all that. So go to globalhealing.com. Check out, their nascent iodine. Check out their trace minerals. I love their Ormus minerals. Oh, my goodness. Such a delicious formulation. Fantastic. And, of course, when you go there, check out Ultimate Cellular Health, inspired by yours truly. Help provide those nucleosides for your mitochondria to repair themselves so that you can produce energy at your peak output at all times. Especially important if you're in any stage of recovery from really anything. So key factor for it all. Go to globalhealing.com, put in promo code OUTLOUD, get a little extra percentage off, and get some medicine that's just really, really potent, really, really powerful, and will fill you full of love. Also, make sure you go to energetichealthinstitute.org. We have a detox class starting very, very soon. I think it's in, what day is it? It's either May 17th or May 24th. It might be May 24th. I don't remember. But anyway, we have another class starting. Those fill up really fast. So make sure you get in there. This last class, we had, I think, 60 students in there going in. They're almost finished. I've been checking on them every day. They're pooping up a storm right now. And the cool thing is, you're cleansing when you're pooping more times than you are eating. So if you poop four times a day and you only eat one meal a day, guess what you're doing? That's called cleansing. You're getting all the waste out. We show you how to do it. It's a really key lifestyle skill that you'll be able to use the rest of your life. It's a wonderful investment on your future right there. So make sure you go check it out. Go to energetichealthinstitute.org and check out our detox program. Get the free EMF guide. And we have something new for you all, too. We just released another free 9-lesson class on energetic health, explaining it. So if you really want to hang out with me a little bit more and get some more information, plenty of opportunities to do so at the Energetic Health Institute. And we'd love to have you come and join our family of healers. So just come in, take one class. And as soon as you do, you are family, let me tell you right now. And even if you haven't taken a class yet, but you've been listening to us a lot, I pray for you every day. So we consider your family there as well. And we're grateful for you. Okay. Jumping in here, grounding sleep system, right? So the basis that we started out, what we've tested is you get your mattress, and especially if you have an older mattress, you know, you've been using it for a couple years and things like that. It is not uncommon, let's be real, for us to sweat sometimes in our bed, right? Well, that moisture, if it's just going through the sheets and right into the mattress, is going to be a wonderful environment for mold. Okay. Actually, one of the greatest exposures to mold is going to come from your mattress. Now, if you have carpet and there's been water damage, or you just live in a damp environment like the Pacific Northwest, yes, that could be another major source of mold too. But the most common is going to be the beds, the mattress. Think about it. You're laying on the mattress for extended periods, right? You're breathing in whatever is coming off of it. So if there's mold spores coming out of the mattress, you're breathing those in. And now you have potentially a problem. So the first thing we recommend you do with your mattress is get a hypoallergenic mattress cover. If there is mold in there, you're going to lock it in there. If there isn't mold in there, you're going to prevent moisture from getting in. It's just the perfect thing to do. And for a lot of people, on that alone, there's a game changer experience for them. Now, there are additional things you can do with your mattress if you wanted to. Like, I live in the desert. You can actually, it's a pain, but you can actually take your mattress outside and just let it sit and bake in the sun for a day or two, you know, and it will, I promise you, crush that mold. Okay. But that's a little more extreme and not everybody's into that. And I get it. You know what I mean? I get it. But definitely get a hypoallergenic, water resistant. That's the key, water resistant mattress cover. Okay. On top of that mattress cover, that's where you're going to install your grounding mat. Now, the grounding mat, the one we really like, comes from earthing.com. We just tested another one from the Intuition Physician, which is hand-stitched and made with organic materials, organic cotton, I think, on it, which is really interesting. Tested it out. It tested fine. I don't know what it's life cycle is just, but I don't know what the life cycle is on the earthing.com one, the one from Clint Ober either. The suspicion on those is that what we've read is they last about 3 to 5 years. That's a pretty broad range. I test mine out every week because I want to see actually how long they last. So I test mine every week and see how they're doing. And so far, just as good as the first day I put them on, which is great. I've been at this for now 2 months. So we have a long way to go, right? But it's nice. It's reassuring. So you put your mattress, the hypoallergenic waterproof cover on top of the mattress, and then you put the grounding mat on top of the mattress. Now, why are we using a grounding mat? Because a grounding mat is very efficient at establishing a ground connection for your body. But to be fair, it's not very comfortable to lay on. If I had to lay on it all night, I wouldn't do it because it's made with a different material and it's just not comfortable for me. So that's where we say now get a grounding sheet and put on top. So we really like the grounding sheets from Ground Lux, and we really like the grounding sheets from Healthy and Grounded. And there's a couple other Earthbound. There's a few others that we've tested that test out great. So far, everything I've tested in the grounding world has worked. Some are more efficient than others. Some help us get to that absolute zero when we're talking about the alternating current and the voltage potential that it creates, helps us get to absolute zero, which is what we want. And also are a little bit more efficient at stabilizing our direct current internally. So we actually are recharging our batteries, because remember, we are battery and antenna. So we are recharging our batteries, as Dr. Chevalier has said repeatedly, and really some beautiful articles that he writes. I really like that guy. I hope to meet him one day. He's one of the unsung heroes here. Doesn't get a whole lot of high fives, but I respect him. I got a lot of high fives for that guy. But you know, when you look at everything, now what you have very simply is a mattress, a sleeping environment, where you are, number one, not breathing in mold. Number two, you have a very strong ground connection. And number three, a very soft, experience. It's very familiar to us. You know, we like laying on sheets, right? Well, now your bed just went from something that insulates you and disconnects you from Mother Earth to something that connects you to Mother Earth, something that is going to amplify the EMF effect on your body to something that is going to vanquish it, nullify it, neutralize it, wipe it out, whatever descriptor you want. It is going to rid that from your body's experience. So the benefit is, now at night, you are engaging the parasympathetic nervous system. You are getting into deeper sleep. You are dreaming and remembering your dreams, finally, for many of you. You are producing more melatonin. You are balancing your hormones. You are ensuring that your cells can repair themselves and replicate unimpeded by the start-stop effect of EMFs and the alternating current that comes with them. You are helping your immune system do its job and clear out the cells that are no longer viable. You see what I'm saying? You're getting all these immense benefits. And how does it show up? It shows up in a dramatic reduction of inflammation. Now, I'm going to say this, and I think we should do a whole show on this, but I'm going to say this to you. Inflammation is not the problem. It's what's causing the inflammation that's the problem. But what the grounding sleep system is going to do is help your body reduce the inflammation, not because it's just turning off the inflammation like a corticosteroid would, but because it's helping the cells stop the damage at the source. And that's the key. I am so done with people blaming inflammation for everything. Inflammation is actually the first stage of the healing process. It's an essential part of the body's healing mechanisms. Forgive me. But if you let the cult of Asclepius tell you what inflammation is, they're going to make it the bad guy, the villain. And then we're going to spend all this time trying to deal with inflammation instead of dealing what the cause of the inflammation is. And that's where they're going to be able to sell you corticosteroids. I had somebody came this weekend at the conference and told me they were on corticosteroids, which turn off your immune system and wipe out your ability to defend yourself. They were approved for 10 days of consecutive use. That's it. Because after those 10 days, what happens is a phenomenon called glandular atrophy. They start making your adrenal glands shrink up. They were approved for 10 days of consecutive use. She was on it for 2.5 years. And you hear this everywhere. So now, not only have her adrenals shrunk up, but if she's in EMFs and ungrounded, her body's going into an unconscious adrenal fatigue anyway, an adrenal exhaustion anyway. She's getting double hit. And now she gets double hit. She's not going to be able to have enough cortisol to be able to produce energy at the mitochondrial level. So what is her body going to do? It's going to compensate because your body loves you. It's going to compensate by kicking up the thyroid production. And then when that gets exhausted, you're going to have a definitive crash. And when that crashes, you are now susceptible to every possible infection that you come across. It's not that you're just going to get exposed. You are going to get infected. And yes, there is a difference between exposure and infection. We get exposed, all of us, every single day. But the people who are grounded, the people who are taking in the home-brewed holy water, the people who are eating organic, the people who are meditating and praying and moving their bodies, the people who are hugging and laughing, the people who are taking their wonderful high potency organic supplements, like from Global Healing, they're going to get exposed too. What's the difference? They don't get sick. We don't get sick. Why? Because our bodies become a nightmare for infections. And that's what I want to turn your body into. I want to help you turn your body into a nightmare for any infection that comes your way, whether it's lab-created, man-made, or whether God made it. I don't care. I want your body to be the worst place for that infection to find itself. And that's possible too. I prove it every single day with everyone I work with, everyone I teach. That's possible too. My students graduate healthier than when they started. My students become graduates who help people in the world overcome things like, I don't know, cancer. So just maybe this crazy dude with a big forehead and a big mouth knows what he's talking about occasionally. Why? Because I don't guess when I can know. And I don't regurgitate false beliefs because they sound good. Nothing irritates me like that in the healing arts and healing. Well, it's not healing sciences, that part. That's just healing arts. That's like some faith practices right there. So grounding sleep system, there's a couple alternatives in there as well. Grounding sleep systems, one of the things we like to see with it is, let's say you're like, you know what? That's not working for me for some reason, you know? It just doesn't feel good on my body. I had somebody tell me today that the sheets felt scratchy. I was like, okay, wash them and see if they still feel scratchy, number one. But number two, you know what you could do? You could go get yourself a grounding mat and just put it on top of your sheets that you like at the base of your feet. And you could just have your feet connected, touching that mat. Now, to me, it's not going to be as efficient because we move all over the place at night. You might lose connections at different points. That's why I like the grounding sleep system the way I designed it. But it's an option. You know what I'm saying? It's an option. But the thing is, you got to find what works for you. The key is to be grounded. And when you go and buy this stuff, you can get the little simple continuity tester that, you know, it's like a couple bucks that, you know, comes with it. So you can check and see, well, am I actually grounded when I do this? We've tested that against a multimeter. It actually tests out really well. It's pretty accurate. So it's a nice little inexpensive way to see, yeah, am I grounded or not? So grab one of those when you get your stuff too. It'll tell you. And you get to find out, well, hey, maybe my sheets stop working. That happens. You'll know because you'll be able to check every single time. We're going to take a short break. Be right back with more Looking for Healing Radio right after these messages.
Well, the year 2024 must be the year of the Patriot, and AmericaOutloud.news will equip you with all the information you need to give new meaning to the words Patriot Act. For our actions always ultimately define our words. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Spike proteins help viruses enter into your cells, disrupting your health and your well-being. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body of spike proteins, which allows your body to repair from within, supporting your immune and respiratory systems and regulating your inflammatory response. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop. That's AmericaOutloud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
All right, healers, welcome back. We talked about the grounding sleep system again. Go and get the EMF guide. Go and read through it. Watch the videos. The videos won't show you about the grounding sleep system. We actually have another video. We have a course coming out called The Art of Grounding that you'll be able to see. I think we shot so far about 9 different videos for it. We're going to shoot, I think, about 6 more. And one of the things I'm going to do in that course is I'm going to teach you how to test all of these products. So we're going to show you our testing methodology. We're going to show you how to use the tri-field, how to use a multimeter. We're going to show you how, you know, and explain like why the testing, why we're testing against the human body in both alternating current and why we're testing against the body with direct current as well. It's just, we want you to be able to do the testing on your own, right? I don't want you to have to just rely on what I'm saying. I want you to have the skill and go, okay, I'm confident that whatever new product comes out that I might be interested in, I can actually check it and see if it works. If it doesn't work, what do you do? Send it back, right? The company doesn't take it. Well, you know, that's a whole other thing, okay? But it's really important that you have this skill set so that this invisible boogeyman of EMFs don't have to put you in a position where you can be taken advantage of. And that's the thing I want to put an end to, because I can tell you right now firsthand, that is going on in this industry in a big, big, big way. All right. And I'm talking tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, okay, going on right now. People buying junk that just does not work. And simple testing proves that it doesn't work. So where are we with all this? Where are we with all this indeed? You know, I think one of the things that's very important is to get some really inexpensive grounding mats. We love Hooga, H-O-O-G-A. They're the most inexpensive mats we've seen on the market. They work beautifully well. They're like $30, you know. But you can get them and put them underneath your technology. So I have a couple of Hooga mats around my house so I can move my computer. You know, I don't want to stay in the same place all the time. And so I can do that, or I can take my cell phone and put on them while I'm taking a phone call. You know what I'm saying? So I think getting a few Hooga mats is very important. I have Hooga mats underneath my cable modem and my router and things like that. But the key is that when you are touching technology, like we're touching our computers, right? You're touching technology, you're touching your phone, right? These are the two predominant things that we're going to touch that are technological and that are emitting EMFs. We want to make sure that they are grounded when we're touching them, except for one instance. And that instance is really simple. That instance is when they are in a plastic casing. So if you have a computer, for example, and your computer is metal, like it's frame, it's metal, you can feel like it's metallic and stuff. You know what I mean? You know, come on, we can tell if it's metal, right? That you want to be on the grounding mat for sure. Your phone, like right now, I have my phone is in a, I had to just turn off my my Wi-Fi antenna. We'll talk about that in a second. My phone, when it's in a plastic little container, you know, it's little, that little thing that, oh, just in case I drop it, you know, that's probably going to insulate it from being grounded. So you take it out of that and you put it on the actual grounding surface. And now you have a, and now you have it grounded properly when you're touching it. All right. Now, keep in mind, it's a little more dangerous, right? Because, well, you know, it's not necessarily protected by that plastic little case, but it's definitely going to establish a better grounding connection. But what's the key? The technology that has metal on it, like the phone and like the computer, I want it in contact with a grounding mat when I'm touching it. That way, as I am experiencing the alternating current coming off of these, it's just draining right back out through my fingertips. If I had a metal-cased computer and I didn't ground the computer, but I put the grounding mat underneath my feet, which I started out doing actually, what happens now is all of the alternating current that's emitting from the computer is going to rush into my hands and my fingertips, and it's going to be searching for a way out. So it's looking for ground. It's where's the ground? Well, in those instances where I have the computer, where I don't have the computer grounded, instead I have the ground on my feet. Now what happens is the alternating current runs through my hands, through my arms, through my nervous system, all the way down to my feet to find the ground. So it's actually running through me. Now it'll still ground out, but I'm going to feel the effects of that ground out. I'm now part of this circuit wire that's not a good thing. If I just switch that up, if it's a metal frame and put the grounding mat underneath it, now the computer is constantly, the AC, the alternating current coming off it is constantly grounding straight away. It's minimizing my experience of the alternating current. And when it is, does come into me, it immediately runs right out through my fingertips. And I don't feel any of those little crazy tinglies. I know some of you feel it, some of you don't, which is kind of strange to me. But I've always felt those little tinglies holding my phone or holding, working on a computer where it's just like my hands and my, you know what I mean? They just feel kind of dirty. And what that is toxic accumulation of the alternating current of the EMFs, you know, which is now when it's grounded, it goes. Now, conversely, when you have a plastic framed computer, and some of you do, when you have a plastic framed computer, you want to make sure, because the plastic is going to insulate you a little bit, you want to make sure that the grounding mat is underneath your feet. And we just tested this out. My son had a plastic encased computer, and we put the grounding mat at his feet. So when he's typing away on, like, he has one of those keyboards, you know what I'm saying? One of those Bluetooth or those wireless keyboards, right? It's plastic though. So the best thing for him to ground out is to put the grounding mat at his feet. So that, you know, because I went over to his station. He's like a super tech dude, super cameraman and everything. He's got like every gadget you can imagine, microphones. I mean, he's a total production guru and everything, right? Love him, right? It's just like, wow, he taught himself all. He's been into this since he was like 5. I think he got his first camera when he was 5. You know, he's always loved this stuff. So I want him to be really healthy. I want him to just keep doing that. It's super important for him. I love it about him, but I want him to do it healthy. So what do I have him do? He's got all these EMFs around him. What I have him do is, okay, you're on a plastic keyboard, right? It's, you know, it's wireless. Okay. If you put a grounding mat under that plastic keyboard, nothing's going to happen. You're not going to ground, right? There's no way to connect. So you put, in those cases where plastic is being touched, you put the grounding mat at your feet. And now everything will run through you, but it's still way better than just it accumulating on you all day and your cells being in a chaotic nightmare, right? So that's another thing for the workstation. Now, I will tell you, on the 25th at the Healing for the Ages EMF and Earthing Virtual Solution Summit, which is registration's open right now, it is super affordable. You might as well go and get it. You get access to all the replays, everything we do, right? You get all of it. I will tell you that we're going to release a very easy to read document. We're going to be taking pictures of what the right setup is versus the wrong setup and explain why and stuff like that. So it's super simple because we know not everybody's like, oh, I'm going to go get a multimeter. No, not everybody's going to do that. Oh, I want to know how to test. And I want to learn Ohm's law, voltage equals current times resistance and blah, 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 blah. That's not everybody's jam. We get it. Okay. But a lot of people are like, look, I trust what you're saying. And I just want to know what the correct thing is to do. We're going to give you visuals for that. Debbie does this. Debbie, don't do that, you know, kind of deal with everything. So I think it's going to be really, really good and helpful for everyone. At least I hope so. I'm going to do my best to make it super simple. Now, the last thing that we get into is reduction of EMF exposure, because you're never going to be able to shield. I think it's a farce on its face that you mean in order to shield your body, you'd have to enclose yourself like in a legitimate Faraday cage, which I'm like, that's not happening. Okay. So without being able to do that, you know, you might put a shield up from front, but the magnetic field doesn't care about that. It's just going to blow right through that shield, and it's going to go over that shield and around that shield, and it's still going to affect your body. We can measure it. We have measured it. It's one of our tests that we do. So what it teaches us is that we have to change some of our habits, right? Like we have to ground our workstation or ground our bodies at our workstation, depending upon what kind of computer we have. We have to set up a grounding sleep system. Well, that's pretty simple, right? It's a change in behavior and habit, but it's one that's huge benefit, right? But that's not a big deal. The big deal is the phone, right? Because we have become addicted to this phone. If you are going to have an honest conversation with me and tell me that you haven't become a little addicted to your phone, we're going to have a fun conversation. Because I'm going to point out to you where you have. I've had people argue with me about, well, can I put it in a Faraday bag and still carry it with me? Why would you do that? Sure, you can. I believe in freedom. Go do it. But why would you? Why would you spend a couple $100? Some of them are pretty expensive. Why would you spend a couple $100 on some stuff that may not work just so you can keep your phone on when it's on your body? That's an addictive behavior. That's some crackhead work going on right there, y'all. Come on, laugh with me. Okay? That would be akin to that. That's going on a cocaine, but give me some 8-ball, you know, come on, man. Right? Turn the thing off. Definitively, the lowest emissions of your phone in terms of EMFs is when it is off. I keep telling people this. The only time that that phone is on my body is when it's off. I just went to the post office today, stood in line for like an hour. I felt like I was having DMV flashbacks in California, right? The funny part was I went in there. There was nobody in there. And in the time it took me to write an address on a package, 8 people swooped in right behind me and all of them carrying like 45 packages. It was just like, it was an episode of Seinfeld I was in. I was like, oh, this is what's happening today. An hour later, I finally get out of there, whole nother story. But what did I do? I turned my phone off. I'm not in there flipping around trying to like, oh, what can I mindlessly thumb through on Twitter? Or what can I look at on the internet? I don't care. No, turn the stupid phone off and I just put it in my pocket. That's what I do. I rarely take my phone with me anywhere. I only took it because I needed an address on one of the texts that I had, right? You see what I'm saying? We have to change our behaviors. I had to admit that I was addicted to my phone when I found myself trying to open a jar of peanut butter with the phone in my hand. That's addiction. I got a problem. I need an intervention, right? So when we look at the phone, it's changing our habits. The easiest habit to change, healers. Make sure your phone is not near you when you're sleeping. Put it in your bathroom, whatever, okay? Preferably off, but if you can't because I might have an emergency, come on, give me a break, okay? We handled emergencies just fine before cell phones were ever invented, y'all, all right? Don't give me that one. But if you have to keep it on, then turn off, just put it in airplane mode, right? Some people are like, well, I use it for an alarm. Okay, get a different alarm. See, problem solved. See, it's kind of easy. But anyway, keep it away from the bed. if you are using your phone in bed, maybe you're watching a movie or something like that, I don't know, put it on your grounding sleep system. Don't hold it. That's the key thing. Don't hold your phone when it's in use. Put it on a grounding device so that the alternating current emanating from it with the EMFs gets immediately grounded. And now your body is like, yeah, no problem. I can enjoy this technology all the time. I still use my phone all day long, folks. I run an online school. I'm not trying to say, you know, go back to prehistoric times. I'm saying to you, you don't have to. You just got to get into a better, smart, I'm using that pun intentionally, habits with it. That's all. Just get into better habits with it. So the other thing we teach you to do, and I am going to put out a full guide on this, visual guide, how to turn off the ultra wideband antenna. That's just them stealing your data and you giving permission to. We don't need that. You don't need anything on there. The phone works great without it. That is a completely useless, we are thieving from you antenna. Turn off your location antenna for your GPS. If you're not using Waze or Google Maps or anything trying to get somewhere, you don't need it. Turn it off. You can turn it back on when you need it and turn it back off again, right? And then understanding when to use different antennas. Right now, for example, I am not using my phone. So it's in airplane mode. The Wi-Fi antenna is off. The cellular antenna is off and the Bluetooth antenna is off. All of my antenna are off on my phone right now. So now my phone has minimal EMF emissions, minimal. That does nothing but good things for my body. It's also laying on a grounding mat anyway. You see what I mean? I changed my habits and I'm healthier and happier for it. When I want to check in, I leave it on airplane mode. I just turn on Wi-Fi. In the office, it reconnects. Boom, we're good here. We are totally good. You see, healers? We're going to put that out for you because I want you to get it. And it's going to take a little getting used to, but don't let that put you off. Eating organic took you a little bit of getting used to. Purifying your water took a little bit of getting used to. Telling God, I love you, might take a little bit of getting used to. That doesn't mean that it is impossible to do. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. That's about all the time we have. And I'm going to keep talking about this periodically. I want you to get this because I know how essential mastering EMFs and your phone use and your computer use and grounding and earthing is to our future. It is the most important natural healing modality. It's the one that makes them all work. And without it, you're rolling the dice at best. Okay. So we'll be back next week or later in the week. And just thank you so much for all you do and all the love and sharing the show and talking about it with everybody. We love you too. We get so many positive vibes. I'm just grateful for you. I want to say, may God shine his divine light down upon us all, everyone we love, and surround us in the protection of his warm and healing embrace. And may we have the openness to receive these blessings as they find us. I'm Dr. H for the Energetic Health Radio, for the Energetic Health Institute. Almost messed that one up. And looking for Healing Radio. And I just want to say I love you and aloha and adios.